Please rise for the prayers of God's people. Dear Heavenly Father, you sent your Son to reconcile the world to yourself and to make peace by the blood of the cross. Give us courage to seek your forgiveness and reconciliation with one another, that your peace that surpasses all understanding rule our hearts and minds. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, there are many divisions in your church. Too often we have identified ourselves as those who follow earthly leaders rather than as those who follow Christ. Bring unity where there is division, peace where there is discord, and reconciliation where there is conflict. Today we pray for Pastor Clay Carlisle and First Baptist Church of Philomath. Unite them together as they worship and reach out to share Jesus in the Philomath community. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, strengthen all marriages. Encourage those who are single and help us to recognize the value of each person. For all have been redeemed by Christ, the crucified and risen one. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, bless all pastors, teachers, church planters, missionaries, musicians, and servants of your church. Today we uplift our ministry partner, the Northwest District, that you would guide all their decisions and ways that they build up the body of Christ. Embolden them as they plant and water good seed in your kingdom. We humbly ask you to provide growth where and when you will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, look with favor upon all who are sick, injured, and recovering, especially those we name now from our own congregation. Kai and Bev, Haley, Forrest, Kylie and Sandy, Cassidy, Dylan, Roman, Svenja, Kenzie, Addie, Anita, Bill, Gary and Andrew, Kayla, Tom, Chuck and Holly Bendixson, Anne, Linda Geisel with her upcoming surgery, Cheryl, Julie Heinrich, Rich Hansen, Art, recovering from his surgery, the Meyer family still mourning the loss of Paul, the Greg and Hines family mourning the loss of Arlene, Kathy, Susan Mushlitz, Dee Christensen, Sue Ellen Gunther, Ashley, also recovering from surgery, Elsa Pedersen, Lou Miller, and Merrill Woods. Lord, have mercy upon them and heal them according to your good and gracious will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, we commend all of these things to your infinite mercies, which are new every morning. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Amen.
Now we turn our hearts to how Jesus unites us today in the gift of his body and blood here in the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also, after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The table has been prepared. Congregation may be seated.